Lots of people admire Jesus, and they admire many other gurus. They see Jesus as one road to God, but not the only one. Jesus said he was the way, the only way to God. Either this is true or it isn't. Today, pop culture tells us that everyone can find their own way to the divine. And so Jesus is placed on a shelf with many other pathways to eternity. Today, another lie is debunked. From Chicago's Moody Church, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today in Jerusalem, Christians are walking the Via Dolorosa, or the Way of Sorrows. It's the path Jesus took through that ancient city on his final earthly journey, a tortured walk to the place of his execution. Today it's a path through a busy marketplace, as souvenir sellers hawk their wares, and signs along the street mark the traditional stations of the cross. When you visit Israel, it's almost eerie to know that you are walking in the steps of the one who gave his life to give us life. Here in America and elsewhere, many Christians will gather in churches for Good Friday observances. We'll meditate on the high price paid for our eternal salvation, a price whose depth we cannot fathom. Meanwhile, today's sellers are still hawking their wares. Today they hawk alternate versions of reality, versions in which Jesus, the Son of God, has been replaced by Jesus, the good man who meant well but ended badly. Dr. Erwin Lutzer has written a book to debunk the lies being spread about the Son of God, a book he's called Slandering Jesus. Today we come to lie number 6, that Jesus is but one way among many. Dr. Lutzer, why did you choose to address the religious views of Oprah Winfrey, especially in light of all the good she's done?
Well, yes, Dave, and it is very important for me to begin today by pointing out that we can be thankful that Oprah does all of the good that she does do. For example, building a school in Africa, she's helped poor here in the city of Chicago. She has really been quite generous with all of her wealth. Furthermore, we have to commend her for her show in this sense that she has not stooped to the gutter like some of the other shows have. I mean, usually she deals with very important topics because she herself was abused as a child. She's very sensitive to the whole issue of child abuse and brings to the attention of American women and really women around the world many issues that are important. But Dave, the reason that I included her is because, number one, many people say that she is really a spiritual leader because she's into spirituality. And we'll comment in a moment about what she believes about Jesus and why I believe that her belief is actually slandering Jesus. And there are those who suggest that she's really today's Billy Graham. You know, she speaks to millions of people every week. It's not just here in America, but she's seen and heard and admired around the world. But also I chose Oprah because she is a microcosm of what Americans really believe today about Christianity. And when she says, for example, that we make a mistake when we think that Jesus is the only way to God, she's speaking for millions and millions of people. By the way, Dave, have you ever thought what would happen if someday she were to be on her show and say, going back to her Baptist roots, were to say, you know, Jesus is the only way to God, and if you don't accept him, you're going to be lost forever. Dials all over the world would turn her off.
Right away, I'm sure.
Right away. So what she does is she, of course, takes a point of view that is popular, and what she does is simply make Jesus one among many. And that's the reason that I included her in my book. It's a microcosm of what America believes.
But one thing she seems to emphasize is the whole value of spirituality.
Oh, she really does. In fact, when her movie Beloved was being filmed, she actually says, and I have the quote in my book and it's footnoted, she actually says that she went into the trailer and sat there and actually tried to channel various spirits. Now, you and I know, Dave, that that is occultism that the Bible speaks strongly against. So it's another reminder of the fact that people can be very spiritual, whatever that means, without accepting any important doctrines of the Bible. So you have spirituality really in all the religions. Spirituality is seen best in what we call today the New Age movement, which I think is probably already the Old Age movement, where you can plug into the divine, and it really doesn't matter who this divine is or what he is or who she is, you can plug in. So that's the kind of thing that is being taught on the show.
You speak of spirituality without truth. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you don't have the Bible in your hand and you begin to navigate the metaphysical world, we believe as Christians that the atmosphere is filled with both demons and angels, and of course God, who fills everything. And if we begin to plug into the divine by using mind sciences or assuming that there's a cosmic Christ who indwells everyone, when we begin to do that, what happens is we not only are led into error, but we can actually end up with some kind of a connection to evil spirits. So we can't have spirituality without truth. Truth says that if you want to connect with God, you've got to do it God's way, and God's way is revealed in the Bible.
Dr. Lutzer, in Slandering Jesus, you maintain it's necessary to believe that Jesus is the only way to God to be saved, and you begin by stating that the nature of sin demands that. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, if sin is not serious, if sin is only, what shall we say, eating chocolate, or if sin is something that we can all wish away, then of course there are many ways to the divine. But if sin is serious, then Jesus, of necessity, is the only way to the Father. By the way, Dave, I think your question is based on what Oprah actually said. What she said is, in a panel discussion, the question was asked whether or not Jesus was the only way to God, and she said, what does God care about most, our hearts, or whether or not we call Jesus God or Jesus his Son? What she's really asking is, isn't it important that our hearts are right? Now, notice the implication of that particular question. What she's assuming is that you can belong to any other religion and your heart can be okay. Well, one of the things that I argue is that there can be no cleansing apart from Jesus Christ. You can't have a right heart unless you come to Christ and receive him as Savior. So you're absolutely right. The more serious sin is, the more important it is for us to understand that Jesus is the only one who is able to take it away. And one of the reasons why we believe that there are many ways to God is because we've come to the point in our society where people can no longer despise their sin. Pride, self-will, the gospel of self-fulfillment, this is what really controls our society today. So how are you going to approach a society like that and tell them that sin is serious? But if you say sin is serious, Jesus is the only answer.
I think another reason you state that he is the only answer is because the holiness of God demands it. Now, what does that mean?
Well, you know, if God is only a higher version of ourselves, if God is just the projection of our imagination, and if he is a tolerant God, something like we are, eternally forgiving, accepting of everyone no matter what their sins are, then again, you really don't need a Savior, and you can have other ways to that kind of a God. The problem is that people make up images like that of God, and then they say, well, you know, my God accepts this, or my God doesn't believe this. Those are figments of their imagination. If the Bible is the Word of God, we need to go to the Bible to find out what God is like. And what we find is searing holiness. We find a God who cannot tolerate sin. I mean, he tolerates it on this earth, but it is going to be finally judged. And once we understand that, then we begin to understand that our sin is a personal affront to God. Whenever we sin, he takes it personally. It is not just that we are hurting ourselves. And Christians see the seriousness of sin by the kind of sacrifice that is needed to atone for it. And that sacrifice, of course, is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross.
Indeed, that is what we think about today on Good Friday, that Jesus died for us. You mentioned that that sacrifice demands that he is the only way to God. Why is that uniqueness of that sacrifice so crucial?
Well, it's because Jesus is the only one who can supply the kind of righteousness that God accepts. You see, only a holy sacrifice will do. In other religions, what you find is, oh, we can atone for our own sins. Oh, really? Tell someone who's in prison for rape. Tell him that. How is he going to atone for it? What Christianity teaches is that we cannot atone for our own sins. Only a holy sacrifice can do that, and only Jesus is able to do that. Now, here's the good news of the gospel. Everyone should be listening at this juncture. God demands absolute perfection from us. The same kind of holiness that he has. That's what God demands. But you and I don't have it, do we, Dave?
Not me.
So what God does in Christ is he supplies what he demands. He demands perfection. Through Jesus, we become perfect. We are declared perfect. That's what justification by faith is that the perfections of God are met for us by someone else because we can't. And that someone else, the only someone else who has the qualifications of saviorhood, like I like to say, is Jesus. And therefore, because of the sacrifice of Jesus, we cannot stand in God's presence on our own. The Bible warns us, number one, we have to come to the right God. Number two, we have to come to the right God in the right way.
Dr. Lutzer, your epilogue to Slandering Jesus, your book, is Finding a Jesus You Can Trust. Could you tell any skeptics who might be listening today how they can do just that?
Dave, what people need to do is, just from the standpoint of history, is to understand that the evidence for the New Testament is compelling and overwhelming. Even if you don't accept the New Testament as the Word of God, just accept it as a secular document from the standpoint of history. Accept it as a book of ancient times. What you will find is that even if you accept it at that level, both archaeologically and historically, we have compelling evidence. We don't just have a string that goes back to Jesus. We have a rope with many different strands that go back to him. We have historical evidence that Jesus lived during the time of Pilate. We have historical evidence outside of the Bible for John the Baptist and for many of the others with whom Jesus Christ interacted. We know that he was crucified, because even secular historians such as Tacitus and others tell us that. So when you look at this, then you are compelled to ask this question: who is this Jesus? Could I end today by speaking to a skeptic? Take the Gospel of John, 21 chapters, take 10 minutes a day, read a chapter a day, keep asking yourself, who is this Jesus? If you find that there are things you don't understand, don't get bogged down, just keep reading, but answer the question, who is this Jesus? At the end of that time, I think you will say that he is indeed the Savior of the world.
The author of Slandering Jesus, Dr. Erwin Lutzer. Thanks so much, Dr. Lutzer.
Thanks, Dave.
There's a copy of Slandering Jesus waiting for you. For your gift of any amount to Running to Win, you'll receive your personal copy of this crucial case for the real Jesus. Simply call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Or you can write to Running to Win, 1609 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Enclose a gift of any amount and tell us you'd like to receive Slandering Jesus. Online, go to runningtowin.org for full information on this book offer and on the many ministries of Moody Church. Don't forget, Running to Win is supported by listeners like you. This is Dave McAllister. What is Jesus doing now in heaven? To find out, don't miss Monday's Running to Win.